With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. A Montana State University employee was arrested on campus today after threatening to harm himself and others. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports he claimed to have loaded guns.
MSU issued a shelter-in-place order just before 1 p.m. Thursday while officers from MSU PD, Bozeman PD, and Gallatin County Sheriff's Office searched for the suspect. MSU's Police Chief Frank Parrish.
The suspect stated to a family member that he was ready to end it all, and he has all of his guns loaded, and he was ready to take out anyone with him.
Parrish said police later discovered a social media post saying he was, quote, ready to check out. Officers located him inside the Norm Asbjornsen College of Engineering and took him to Gallatin County Detention Center. Parrish said students were inside the engineering building.
We were able to confirm that he had two shotguns and a rifle. But we have not located those weapons, and they were not on his person when he was arrested.
The shelter-in-place order was lifted around 2:15 through the MSU Alert messaging system. During a shelter-in-place, Parrish said,
go to a place of shelter, lock doors, put down blinds, turn off lights, and remain there until we know the situation. We have more information on the situation.
The suspect's employment at MSU was being terminated, and he was scheduled for a dismissal hearing at 2 p.m. The suspect's name was not released at the time this story aired. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The Montana Board of Regents has taken no immediate action on a draft policy change that would likely result in colleges and universities charging money more frequently for public records requests. The board discussed during a conference call yesterday the proposal to say in guidelines the university system should charge fees for processing information requests instead of may charge fees. Officials are searching for a man who went missing in Glacier National Park. In a news release yesterday, the park said 66-year-old Mark Sinclair of Whitefish had last been seen on Monday afternoon on the Highline Trail. Search efforts began on Tuesday morning and are ongoing by ground and air. A second Democrat in Montana has announced a campaign for U.S. Senate. YPR News' Nikki Ouellette reports.
The 2020 election will be John Mew's first foray into politics. The engineer, former teacher, and Navy veteran from Loma, Montana, says he's running to address the largest economic inequality in U.S. history.
When you have levels of inequality like this, it starts to erode and eventually destroy our democracy. Basically, politics is up for sale.
In an interview Thursday, Mews took swings at incumbent Republican Senator Steve Daines while promoting improvements to job creation, infrastructure, high-speed internet access, vocational education, and affordable health care. Last month, a film producer accidentally drowned in Canyon Ferry Lake while shooting a campaign ad for Mews. He says he decided to continue his candidacy after hearing from supporters.
Look, we're no strangers to tragedy. At the end of the day, I took on board what so many folks from Montana had to say, and it is the right thing to do to move forward to make sure that United States Senate is in good hands.
Mews joins Helena Mayor Wilmot Collins in seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Daines. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
The Trump administration will not pursue lethal measures such as euthanasia or selling horses for slaughter to deal with what officials say is an ecological and fiscal crisis caused by too many wild horses on rangelands in the U.S. West. An emotional Tanya Gersh testified for more than an hour in federal court in Missoula today in her lawsuit against neo-Nazi website publisher Andrew Anglin. Eric Whitney reports.
Gersh is the Whitefish realtor who was targeted by Anglin, who told readers of his website, The Daily Stormer, to unleash a, quote, troll storm against her, her family, and the small local Jewish community. It came after Gersh had a conversation with the mother of white supremacist leader Richard Spencer, who lives in Whitefish. Gersh, her husband, and 12-year-old son received hundreds of threatening phone calls, texts, emails, and social media messages, including a voicemail that was just the sound of gunshots. Gersh recounted that at a press conference after Thursday's hearing.
I was frightened to the point that we couldn't think straight. We talked about waking our children in the middle of the night to run from Nazis.
Gersh's husband, Judah Gersh, testified that the family did flee town in fear the weekend in 2017 that Anglin encouraged a, quote, troll army to hold an armed march in Whitefish. The march never happened. Lawyers for the Southern Poverty Law Center representing the Gershes asked Judge Jeremiah Lynch for a total of $4.7 million in damages for lost income and past and future pain and suffering. Tanya Gersh's counselor testified that she still suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Her attorney also asked the judge for punitive damages against Anglin at the judge's discretion. At the press conference, Tanya Gersh said the harassment changed her as a person, but she's determined to get back to the positive, happy person she used to be.
I refuse to let these haters define the rest of my life.
About 15 people attended the hearing. As expected, Anglin did not appear in court. That means a judgment by default will be entered against him in this civil suit. Anglin has previously said he's outside the United States and cannot return for fear of his personal safety. Judge Jeremiah Lynch did not indicate when he'll issue a ruling. Late in the hearing, he called the events Gersh described as an atrocity. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.